and thank you for listening and tuning in to Kara's 4-Minute Forums. I'm your host and new voice of Kara's podcast, Connor Lee. And so today with me, getting right into things, I have the chair of the board, Lindsay Alver, here, and she's going to help me inform the members with some general updates.
Hi, Connor. Thanks for having me today. I'm super excited to be here, and I'm excited that you've joined the team. So welcome to the CARA team. It is bittersweet in that we couldn't relay this information in person at the forum, but a podcast is the next best thing. We are extremely disappointed that we had to cancel the fall forum, but we are working hard to maintain member engagement and continue to support members. Hopefully, we can reschedule this in November. We've also been discussing options for a hybrid meeting that would include both virtual aspect and an in-person one. This could increase member engagement and attendance without taking away the option to attend in person. Like anything, though, there are costs associated with changing out the format, so we're looking into the costs and the benefits of all options.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds like a great way to keep engaged and keep informed. And speaking of new things as well, I hear elections are coming up. What can you tell me about those?
Yeah, actually, the first day to put your name forward is today. The first announcement will go out today via Matrix pop-ups. It probably already has, actually, and through email. The first slate of candidates will be announced on October 20th, and the nominations will end November 3rd. The polls will open up November 10th and close December 1st. I encourage all of you to get out and vote. And also, if you have any interest in running as a director, or you know someone who you think would be good at it, please put your name forward.
How many vacancies are there?
We've got 3 spots available.
Well, that sounds awesome. So if you have anybody that you want to submit to be nominated for a spot on the board, feel free to get those nominations sent in. Now, speaking of elections again, I did hear something about the October 6th mayoral candidate forum.
CARA had originally planned, along with BUILD, Building Industry and Land Development, and RDCA, Red Deer Construction Association, to have a mayoral candidate forum on October 6th. We recently decided to switch our mayoral candidate forum from an in-person to a virtual. We will be getting pre-recorded audio and video message from each of the candidates, and then we will be getting these messages out to the members. This will give members a chance to see what everyone is about from the comfort of their own home and or office.
Well, that sounds good, because then they can get to know their candidate. Now, as for the next big change coming, the change from showing time to CentraKey, when is that taking place and how can members stay informed?
So CentraKey is going to come into place in November. This is a showing service by CentraLock. It is not replacing our current lock boxes or anything like that, but we are just moving from our showing time platform to CentraKey. This is coming forward right away, and again, I want to reiterate, this is not changing our lockbox system, but just our service to book showings. We currently use Supra for our lockboxes, and we still have a year left on this contract. So right now, we are just changing our showing software to CentraKey. There's going to be a lot of training going on so that you don't have to worry about how to use it. We're going to have all the capabilities that showing time had. It's just going to be a different platform, that's all.
So just to confirm, from a member standpoint, if I have super lock boxes, that's not going to be affected?
Nope. Your lock boxes stay the same. You don't have to buy new lock boxes unless, of course, you need more. But all we're changing is our showing platform, so ways to book your showings. Instead of being called showing time, it's called CentraKey.
Well, that does sound pretty cool. Thank you for the updates, Lindsay. And there you have it, folks. Hybrid meetings, elections, and a new awesome showing service. Well, that's all the time we have for today's 4-Minute Forum. We hope you enjoyed as much as we did, and we hope to see you around on any more future and upcoming episodes to keep you up to date on the latest information. As always, stay safe out there, and until next time, keep calm and care on.